Welcome, my name is Divine. This is episode 111 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, I'm going to be speaking on a topic I call the correct algorithm. The correct algorithm. So what's an algorithm? An algorithm is a pathway that you use for making decisions. It's a pathway that you follow in making decisions for your life or making decisions concerning anything. Like, for example, in healthcare, in medicine, we have certain algorithms we follow for treating patients. We have certain algorithms we follow for taking good care of patients. I even remember during my intern year, for example, when I was doing a lot of patient care related rotations, internal medicine and ICU and things like that, I had algorithms I used. Those algorithms, one, helped me make smart decisions and also helped me make very efficient decisions and just do my work efficiently. Like, I had algorithms for how I would write notes. I had algorithms for how I would see new admissions. I had algorithms for many things, right? So what anchor scripture am I going to use today? I'm going to use the scripture Proverbs 22 verse 3 that says that a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Right? The prudent man, he sees evil ahead, hides himself. The simple, they pass on and they're punished. So what is the correct algorithm for making your life decisions? The correct algorithm, in fact, encapsulates two things. One is the word of God, and two is thinking about the future. Before you make a decision in your life, a usually smart thing to do is to ask yourself, what does God's word say about this thing? What does God's word say about this thing? Because again, if you do things according to biblical divine principles, then you are more than likely going to prosper. Because the thing is, God works by principles. The kingdom of heaven does not work by emotions, does not work by fanfare. It works by principles. If you follow the principles in the word of God, you will get the benefit. If you look at the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, it talks about the blessings for obedience. When you're obedient to divine principles, you're going to succeed and prosper. So that's the first thing you should keep in mind when you're making decisions. Don't say, what does the world say about this thing? Or what does my family say about this thing? No. The very first thing, I'm not saying you should just ignore your family and whatnot, but the first thing that should be ringing through your mind is, what does the Bible say about this thing? What will Jesus do in this circumstance? That's the first situation. Like, for example, Joseph, when Potiphar's wife said, sleep with me, Joseph, remember what the word of God says. He did not sleep with Potiphar's wife, and God blessed him in the end. That's one. Now, the second algorithm that will help you make smart decisions in life is to think about the future. It's almost never a good idea. Like, you see the verse I read, that a prudent man foresees evil, right? Foresees. So the word foresees means you're looking ahead, not looking at the now. You're not looking at the present, you're looking at the future. Foresees evil, hides himself, but the simple they pass on and are punished, right? So do you make decisions based on what you're seeing or based on what you're looking ahead to, right? It's almost always a terrible idea to make decisions based on what you see right now. You always want to look ahead, because what you see right now, every other person has seen it. But if you're looking ahead to the future, many people may not have seen that. You make smarter decisions when you're thinking about the future. Like, you see Joseph and the Israelites, and Joseph and the Egyptians. Joseph told Pharaoh, hey, Pharaoh, let's save some percentage of all the stuff we're making now, because the famine is going to come in about 7 years. And what did Pharaoh do? He listened, right? So they were not just looking at the present excess that they had. No, they were looking at the future famine that was coming. So what was the smart thing they did? They saved. And because they saved, they were spared from the massive, massive famine that engulfed the world down the line, right? So look ahead to the future when you're making decisions, right? Like, you see, for example, a person that's studying for like a board exam, right? Don't look at the present and just be enjoying sitting down, whatever. Make decisions now so that when those board exams come, you're ready, right? Even making it to heaven, think about it, right? Again, if you look at the excesses of the world now, the pleasures of the world now, and you don't alter your behaviors in the present so that you can make heaven in the future, you're being very short-sighted, right? Many people make very bad decisions in their lives because they're short-sighted. They look at the here and now. They don't look at the long term. So I'm encouraging you today, ask yourself, what does the word of God say concerning the situation? And ask yourself, what is the thing? Look into the future when you're making decisions and you're taking actions in the present. So one of the smartest actions you can take in the present to secure your future is to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is coming back again. It does. Many people in the world say, no, it doesn't happen. No, Jesus Christ is coming back again. Are you going to be prepared? Are you going to be ready? If you want to be prepared, you want to be ready, then I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner. I need your forgiveness. I believe you died on the cross to set me free. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to obey you all the days of my life. And help me to think about the future when making decisions in the present. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Father, I pray for everyone listening to this podcast. Help us to consider your word. Your word says, give us this day our daily bread. Let us draw from the daily bread of your word in making decisions. And help us to not just be fooled by the present, but to think about the future as we make decisions. And as we do so, let all be well with us. Let all be well with our families. Let all be well with our destinies. Let all be well with every area of our lives. And let us ultimately make heaven. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. For those that just said the prayer of salvation, congratulations, you're a child of God. The two things you should do. One, read the Bible. Find a translation you understand. The New Living Translation is great. Read it. Do what it says. You can start from the book of John. It will tell you all about the love of God. Secondly, fellowship with other believers at a Bible-believing church. Notice I did not say a church. I said a Bible-believing church. There are many places that call themselves church, but they preach many things that are inconsistent with the word of God because they're trying to adapt to the present world. They're not thinking about the future. So find a Bible-believing church, attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God. There are many wonderful churches all over the world. Fellowship with other believers, read God's word, think about the future in making your decisions or behaving in the present, and you'll secure your future. Thank you for listening to me. Until Sunday, have a wonderful rest of your day. God bless you. Shalom.